I'm Joe Burke from PopX Cast, a proud member of the Gonna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual host. Check out all of our podcasts at GonnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
You have been granted clearance by Director Jeffrey Mace. Stand by for SHIELD debriefing. All information to be discussed here is classified and may only be discussed among agents granted clearance by the SHIELD director.
Now it's time for your scheduled debriefing. I'm Director Stargate Pioneer.
And I'm Agent Haley.
Welcome to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., a Marvel Comic Universe fan show. This is show number 156, discussing Luke Cage, episode 4, Step in the Arena. This show is recorded on Wednesday, January 4th, 2017. Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a fan-based podcast on the ABC television show Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel's Daredevil Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage on Netflix, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and the Marvel Comic Universe in general.
Because of metal tiaras.
If you'd like to talk to us about metal, silver-looking Wonder Woman tiaras, you can catch us on our website, legendsofshield.com.
You can check out our voicemail line, 844-THE-BUS-1. That's 844-843-2871.
We have a Facebook page, facebook.com/Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You can find us on Twitter, where we're at Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And all of our videos can be found on the Gonna Geek YouTube channel at youtube.com/GonnaGeek.
Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a proud member of the GonnaGeek.com network.
This time on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., we're going to be talking about our giveaway of a Phil Coulson fan art. We're going to be talking about Luke Cage, the weekly Marvel news, your feedback, and highlights from the live chat room at geeks.live. So first, welcome back to 2017. We do have a giveaway. It was given to us by our co-host over on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. It's some fan art of Agent Phil Coulson that was done by Jamie Fay. It was purchased at the MegaCon event in Orlando, I believe, Florida, in 2016 by Adam. He shipped it to us, and we thought it'd be a great time to do it around the holidays and just after the holidays in the new year. So what you have to do to get this to us, it's a 11 by 17 art, so it's very well done. Both of us have other things that Adam got us from the artist as well. But what you have to do is tell us what your favorite Coulson moment is. That's it. Get a hold of us at our website or through our Twitter account at Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. or on our Facebook page, or email me, StargatePioneer@GonnaGeek.com, and let us know that, and let us know it by January 25th. You will be entered. And then basically Haley and Lauren, who's not with us tonight, by the way, Haley and Lauren will pick the winner because they always outvote me 2-1.
Right. The only reason Starpie would get a vote is if Lauren and I disagreed. Then he would be allowed to back one of us.
That's right. Or if one of them ends up being on assignment for the week like Lauren is right now. So yeah, there is a chance. And there have been times where I have been influential in choosing the winner.
It's never happened.
It has so happened. Matter of fact,
what I'm saying is if you want to bribe somebody, bribe me instead of Starpie.
That would probably work out well unless something happens to Haley where she's sick or something and can't be on the 25th of January. But right now she is planning on being here on the 25th. So bribing her is probably a good start.
It's a good strategy.
Right. All right. Haley, are you excited to get back into some Luke Cage?
I am. I'm ready. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Cage! We're back into Luke Cage. It's great. We're on episode 4, Step in the Arena. It was directed by Vincenzo Natali. Vincenzo. I hope I got that right.
Vincenzo, I think.
Vincenzo, Natale. There we go, Italian. Look at this. The directing credits, 25 directing credits, going back to 1999. Here's just a few. 3 episodes of Earth, Final Conflict. 1 episode of one of Haley's favorite shows, Orphan Black.
Woo-woo.
6 episodes of one of Lauren's favorite shows, Hannibal. 1 episode of Luke Cage, 1 episode of Westworld, 3 episodes of The Strain, and 1 episode of the upcoming series, Star Trek Discovery. Haley, who wrote this episode?
It was written by Charles Murray, who has 17 writing credits, including 1 for Castle, 1 for V, 4 for Star Wars The Clone Wars, woo-woo, 4 for Sons of Anarchy, 2 for Star Wars Rebels,
woo-woo,
1 for the 2016 version of Roots, and 2 episodes of Luke Cage.
Wow.
He also is a producer on most of those shows.
Yeah, Luke Cage, Sons of Anarchy, V, Castle, Criminal Minds, Daybreak, and Killer Instinct. Haley, I think I've got a great idea of what step in the arena means, but we know I'm mostly wrong, so why don't you set me straight?
Well, I think this one, it's mostly the literal meaning of step in the arena, where he steps into the arena and kind of becomes a gladiator for a while.
Could it also be him stepping into the arena of being a superhero?
Definitely. And also, you'll notice no fake identities, because we don't do that in the Marvelverse anymore. Just, I'm Luke Cage.
At the end, you mean, when he says he's Luke Cage? But that's not really his real name, though.
Well, no. But he also didn't put on like a, he didn't go by Power Man is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Even though he did wear the costume.
He did. His real name is Carl Lucas. That was, I didn't know that. That was interesting to me to learn that. And I'm not sure if this is the comic book origins of Luke Cage. Haley, do you happen to know his comic book origins, or should we wait for Lauren next time to talk about that?
We would have to wait for Lauren. I'm not sure.
Okay. So we'll wait for Lauren. She wanted to be here tonight. She couldn't be here tonight. This was exciting. This is my favorite episode of Luke Cage. It was totally different than the first 3 episodes because we didn't get any of the R&B club. We got no singers that were actually performing on any stage. And mostly it was centered around Carl Lucas, a.k.a. Luke Cage, in a Seagate prison. We never find out what he was there for, but we do find out that he was a former law officer.
Mm-hmm. And he was in the military as well.
So he's in this contractor-controlled, we'll just call it a theme park, really, right? Because it's like Disney.
It's a private prison. Isn't that what all the private prisons are like?
That's right. It's got to be. It's great. And he gets himself into some issues with a captain, what's his name, Rathke? No, it's not right.
Rackham.
Captain Rackham. He wants to make some money on internet fighting. And he's trying to get Luke Cage in on that. Left, right, backwards. Luke says no until Rackham finds his 2 weak spots, not 1, but 2, of friends that he makes. Which leads me to believe, if I ever go to prison, I'm not going to make any friends.
Or you could just not join a prison fight club. No offense, I'm not sure you'd be recruited for the prison fight club.
You don't know.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I wouldn't recruit you, probably.
I may or may not have decades worth of unarmed combat training. You don't know.
Right. But I'm looking at you, and I'm looking at the other guys that are in this hypothetical prison with you, and I'm not sure you'd be my first round draft pick.
I guess the gray in the beard is betraying me. Maybe I could make a good trainer, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you could totally be Squabbles.
Yeah, and get the crap beat out of me and die.
Because I was thinking, you have had this alias for an awful long time. It's about time to change it up.
Why not? Stargate Pioneer to Squabbles. Squabbles, by the way, interesting fellow. And I'm not convinced, because we didn't see the death on screen, and it is a comic book show. I'm not convinced that he's totally gone.
I do not have high hopes for Squabbles' return.
All right, fair enough.
Poor Squabbles.
R.I.P. Squabbles. We'll just call it then. This was interesting because this is the first time we've gotten a lot of Reva on screen.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know she was a psychologist. I did not know that she may or may not have done things beforehand. And We
didn't know anything about her before this.
Yeah, I did not know that how they met, and we got all of that. It's pretty cool, although there's still some backstory on both characters that we don't know.
Yeah, I mean, all that we knew about her before this episode was that he had a picture of her, they were married, and Jessica killed her. And that's all we'd seen of her, was that picture and the scene where Jessica killed her.
I didn't even know that she was in this series, so it was a surprise to me. It was great seeing her out. I was like, hey, we get some Reva on screen. Haley, I have an important question to ask you, though. Are you ready to answer this important question?
Quite possibly.
Jet Li or Bruce Lee?
I'm not sure I've ever seen an actual Bruce Lee film.
Okay. Have you seen Jet Li?
I've seen a couple.
Yeah, Bruce Lee, for those of a higher age bracket than you, I guess. Bruce Lee was the guy who brought martial arts to the big screen. So
I know who he was. I don't think I've seen him in anything. I saw the movie they did about him, though.
Oh, okay.
The biopic.
If you're a person of my stature, that you probably would pick Bruce Lee, with great respect to Jet Li, by the way, because there's no way I want to get in any sort of alley or ring with him either. But you would go Bruce Lee just because he's old school. Yeah, that's what I would do. But I totally would go Jet Li as well. I mean, I can see it. So anyway, you guys warned me, by the way, you were right. The N word was used.
Mm-hmm. Rather frequently in this show.
He did say he doesn't want to be called the N word. Mm-hmm. So that was at least something.
He has always said that. Anytime anybody referred to him as that, he was like, that's not who I am.
Mm-hmm. So it was an interesting parallel episode because he is in the basement, I guess. I don't know. I guess they fell down into the sub-basement of this building, which has fallen around them because Cottonmouth has destroyed the building with a shoulder-launched missile. And he saves Connie, and they're able to eventually crawl out of it. But it was an interesting parallel because there were times where it didn't really match up, but definitely like the end when they were doing that Doctor Who sort of pound through the billions of years with stuff, double screen shot where Luke Cage was literally punching himself out of both prisons.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was very well done. I was like, oh, this is so good. I love shots like that.
It was a well done episode. And also we get the backstory in this episode. There are other shows where that would have been stretched across the entire season, Arrow. And they gave it to us all in one episode.
Arrow is still going on. It's still on the flash. There were five seasons.
I'm sorry, five seasons.
Still has some flashbacks. So, and I think they're going to stretch it out into 6 years. I don't think we're going to get through year five, by the way, in the flashbacks this year. It's just, it's
so
not,
over those flashbacks.
Yeah. Arrow. For those of you that want to hear more about Arrow, go to the GunnaGeek.com network and look up the Starling Tribune, which you can find myself, Neil, and Michelle, and Chris talk about Arrow. And now we're delving into Legends of Tomorrow in the off weeks now, so you can catch us on that, as well as a couple of wrap-up shows on The Flash and the Supergirl show as well, now that it's over on CW. So you can check that out over at GunnaGeek.com. All right, Haley, what was your favorite moment of this entire episode?
Of the entire episode? It's not a super fun episode. It's kind of depressing. Like, this is a good episode, but it doesn't have a lot of stuff in it that you really enjoy.
When he came out and he took off the metal tiara, as you called it.
Yeah, that's the best part, obviously, him wearing the old school Power Man costume.
Yeah.
And maybe the conversation between Squabbles and Carl about Lisa Bonet and her daughter.
Beyonce. So there, yeah. Oh, that was a fun conversation. He's like, wait a minute, how long have you been in here? He was talking like he was from the late 60s or early 70s, something like that.
Well, apparently that magazine he had was from 1988. Okay. So
that's his last vestiges of pop culture. I guess that's what it's like. I enjoyed the moments with Reva. I enjoyed him escaping from the prisons. I think that was pretty good. when he comes, we talked about it before, but when he turns around to cameras and everything and says, I'm Luke Cage, you know, that's just like, ooh. And then, you know, black screen after that and the episode ends and you want to watch the next episode, which I didn't. I've been taking these one at a time. I've only seen the four episodes. Haley has seen all 13 episodes. So she's keeping secrets from me.
Yep.
And I thank her for that. One of the things I noticed, though, is a callback to Jessica Jones, where Reva has the USB stick.
Right. That flash drive had the Kilgrave stuff on it and probably has information on some other superhero type peoples.
Looking forward to seeing that. And when Luke Cage was naming himself, coming up with a new name and the story with his father that was a preacher, I didn't know that either. So that was cool. The actual event that created his superhero powers, it did seem to me like it was a combination of like Captain America and then what happened with Daredevil, because it was chemical based, but it was in the taco too. So the metal taco. So it was all good. I didn't have an issue with it. It was just kind of the same and different at the same time.
Right. Well, and that, whatever process they were doing, what it was supposed to do is just accelerate healing, so he would survive. But then Rackham went in there and started doing stuff, and things went wrong, and then exploded, and then Rackham got dead.
Yep, tried to kill him. And then outside the prison, back in Harlem, you got Scarf, who's trying to cover up for Cottonmouth, but you know he can't. There's just too much evidence against him in this.
I don't know. Probably there's not enough evidence that ties directly to him. Like some lower level henchman is going to get pinched, but not him.
Probably. But I mean, somebody's going down for this. Hopefully. Unless Scarf kills Misty, and I just don't see that happening. Again, I guess all speculation that Haley can't say anything about because she knows what happens. And she's,
I do. Again, I know things.
Being good. Couple other notes I had. Reva did lie about knowing about the experiments. So
yes,
she was atoning for some lies at the end. I didn't really get attached to Dr. Bernstein, and that's good, because, or Rackham for that matter, because they're both gone now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not supposed to get too attached to him because one of them is the bad guy and the other one is like a Weasley, obviously not on the up and up doctor.
Mm-hmm. So you were going to say something about Luke Cage.
Yes, he never has to worry about razor burn again.
That's true. But he still has to shave, though, right? He still has to cut his hair. Okay, I was wondering about that today, because he still had the hair when he was undergoing the transformation.
Yeah, but you could just, like, get a razor and go whatever direction you wanted, because what are you going to cut yourself?
True.
Probably just does it with a straight razor and just...
Yeah. Yeah, I actually probably wouldn't have the beard right now if that was true for me. I envy him of that superpower. Mm-hmm. Is there any other notes that you have on the episode?
Just, I've got a few quotes, not a lot, but a few.
Okay, before you get to the quotes, I will say it's my, okay. I did mention before, it's my favorite episode so far. So out of the four, this is it. And not that the other three were bad at all. It's been a good series so far, so they all rank really high, but this is just my favorite so far. Just a lot of cool stuff, a lot of backstory that was explained. I like all that, so it was good for me. Okay, let's get on to some quotes.
All right. Slavery was always a good offer to a master.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Get at them nuts.
Yeah, anything for a win. Anything for a win.
Right? You choose Jet over Bruce? Nah, you can't be my trainer.
And it's like he was kidding, but it's serious all at the same time. You really couldn't tell at that point.
Yep. And no one can cage a man if he truly wants to be free.
That's right. So you want to be Luke Freeman?
Nah, a little too on the nose.
And then they never say Cage until he says Luke Cage at the end.
Yep. So,
you know, that's where his name came from. So next week, I believe we will have an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode.
Ooh, do we? I haven't checked the calendar.
I'm pretty sure they're coming back soon. Let's check the calendar.
I need to get on watching those slingshot episodes.
You haven't seen them yet?
I didn't get time. I'm busy.
If you haven't seen Slingshot, go back, watch it. It's on the Marvel YouTube channel. It's 30 minutes of all of the, about 30 minutes for all six of them. You can watch them back to back. It is fun between Yo-Yo and Daisy, and a little back history on both of them at different points leading up to where we currently are in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. series. If we don't have an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode next week, I think we do, but if we don't, we will be talking about another episode of Luke Cage. So just hang on. Either way, we'll be back next week with another episode. All right, we're going to get on to some feedback. It's been a few weeks since we have been with you. We last recorded an episode 2 weeks ago. We said that Haley might record her thoughts on Slingshot. She did not, because she did not watch it. And quite frankly, it's the holidays. And we're like, well, we didn't promise it. We said it might happen. It didn't happen. Go ahead, sue Haley. Or you can still bribe her for the contest, that too. But in any event, there was some feedback that came through since we last recorded. First, at Born to Eat Bacon tweeted us, and he said, Agent 13 joined my original Funko and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. collection. And yeah, that's a fine looking Agent 13 right there.
Totally not shallow at all.
Well, did you see his picture of his entire collection, which is awesome, by the way. Very well curated collection. It's got little white risers on it. You've got a lot of the women in the Marvel Universe. You have Phil Coulson in the background. And it's an awesome collection. So well done, sir. Well done.
Makes me need to step up my game on my Funko display.
I know. I just kept them in the boxes, but I feel like I need to find a display somewhere.
Mine are out, but they're on, like, I got those cube things for my DVD shelves.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that have like 9 cubes in them. And they sit in front of the movies on those shelves.
That's a good, I actually might have to do that, because I'm losing the space over my speakers. I bought bigger speakers for Christmas because they were on sale. And I wanted them, so they were on my gear list anyway, right? And had the cash, so I'm like, okay, I'll get them. But they're going to take away my display right above them, which is actually kind of grating me, because I got Lola for Christmas. The kids gave me Lola for Christmas, the Pop Funko Lola. So I'm going to have to find a place to display her. So again, great display. And Haley, once you get your display one, why don't you take a picture and throw it on the Facebook page?
Okay.
All right. Moving on, at Mr. Paracletes tweeted us on December 28, 2016. He said, nothing really, but he gave us little tidbits of the Guardians of the Galaxy 2 trailer, which I think this is one of the best moments from the trailer. Haley, have you seen the trailer, by the way?
Yes, I've seen this.
Yeah, it's great. So it's basically Rocket Raccoon telling Baby Groot not to push the button, and Rocket ends up saying no because I Am Groot wants to push the button. So I Am Groot happens to be a rocket scientist, because all rocket scientists want to push buttons.
But no, what's best is the tweet after that, or not tweet. This is from, looks like maybe Tumblr. Anyways, it says, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 teaser. What I expected. Space, explosions, witty jokes, a cool new villain. What I got. Rocket Raccoon struggles with the burden of fatherhood.
He does. And for those into the comics, by the way, Rocket Raccoon has a new Marvel Now number one comic on the shelves. You should go check that out. At Mr. Paracletes also tweeted us. He said, I named an old smartphone Whistler once too. And this goes back to you ladies talking about naming things Whistler. So thank you very much, at Mr. Paracletes. At Andy Migna tweeted us. He said, Happy New Year, Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. And he linked us to Migna Wins New Year's Resolutions. Haley, have you had a chance to watch this video?
No.
Okay. In the video, she makes a New Year's resolution to clean up her act. She said she's a mother and she needs to clean up her speech. And you have to watch the video to see what happens. It's hilarious. I believe it was all staged, but she did very well with it, and it was just hilarious. I was laughing quite a bit. So thank you very much, Andy Migna, for throwing that our way. And then finally, at Adana Girl tweeted us, And she retweeted Scott Derrickson, who said, "It's so pretty." And Christy added the image, which is the Doctor Strange collectible steelbook, Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. So this actually looks pretty good. I might actually pick this up in steelbook. Are you planning on buying a Blu-ray of Doctor Strange?
Yes. Okay. Because I have Blu-rays of all the other Marvel movies.
Does Doctor Strange appeal to you?
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Do you have a Blu-ray of the original Iron Man?
Yes.
I don't. I think my original Iron Man is just in the DVD because I don't think I was buying Blu-rays back then. So I'll have to go back and see if I can find a Blu-ray Iron Man. The Iron Man one.
I think it had been out for like 2 years when I bought it, though.
Okay. So the original Iron Man is DVD, but Iron Man 2 and Iron Man 3 are Blu-ray. Hulk, even the very next movie, is Blu-ray. Matter of fact, I had the Steelbook Blu-ray of the Incredible Hulk. So, yeah, I might have to pick that up. It looks too good. All right. Haley, any other tidbits of knowledge you have to drop on us from people that are just our fans that just can't get enough of the Haley?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, I guess it's time to walk this one out.
Let's do it.
Next week, we will indeed be discussing the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Episode 9, Broken Promises. You can always find our live streams at www.geeks.live.
You can find our website, legendsofshield.com.
Give us a holler on our voicemail line, 844-THE-BUS-1. That's 844-843-2871.
You can find our Facebook page, Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Podcast.
We're on Twitter, at Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D.
We're on Tumblr, legendsofshield.tumblr.com.
And don't forget, you can find our videos on the Gonna Geek YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/GonnaGeek. Well, I just want to say thank you to everybody. 2016 was a great year. We're looking forward to a great 2017. We're looking forward to Lauren being back with us next time. And thank you, Haley, for just being back. It's good to see you again.
It's good to be back. Thank you to everyone that listens. Lauren's not here today to say this, so I will tell you thank you for everybody that interacts with her on Twitter, especially when she does her live tweeting. She does that every Tuesday that a new episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is airing. So next week she will be doing the live tweeting and it will be fun and flaily and sad and it'll go with the episode. So thank you to everybody that does that. And thank you to everybody that participates in our contests. Remember, we've got one going right now for the awesome Coulson artwork. And to enter to win that, you have to let us know what your favorite Coulson moment was.
That's right. Looking forward to some more entries there. Until next time, I'm Director Stargate Pioneer.
And I'm Agent Haley.
And we'll see you next week, hopefully with Lore. Catch you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com and you will find all our contact information and other shows. You can also visit legendsofshield.com, where you'll find our complete archive of podcasts. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin McLeod, found at incompetech.com, and also artists on pond5.com and audiojungle.net. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual hosts and do not represent Stargate Pioneer Productions, Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., or Gunna Geek. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the property of the Disney Corporation, Marvel Studios, and ABC. No infringement is intended.
How'd you like Star Wars?
It was good. Sad and depressing and good.
Figures you'd like it. You see any other movies over the holiday?
No, I was going to go see Assassin's Creed with my brother, but we ended up not having time to do it.
Same here. We were going to go do it, and we just ended up all being sick and couldn't go, and I'm still hoping to find a theater this week. Oh, so I was spoiled because I went to a theater with reclining seats. So
yeah,
now
that's what my main one is, the one right down the street.
Can't go see another film in a regular theater.
Go sit in like a regular theater seat like a caveman, please.
And, well, the nearest one is 45 minutes away. But the bonus is I didn't have to deal with any kids kicking my seat. I didn't have to deal with any popcorn cruncher chewers next to me. I didn't have to deal with any small kids going, hey!
Nobody hogging your armrest.
None of that. And I was just so much more enjoyable. I paid more, but geez, if I'm going to, it's much less than a concert ticket. If I'm going to spend 2.5 hours somewhere, I might as well enjoy it. So now for every movie I go watch, I can't go to the theater that's 10 minutes down the road. I have to go 45 minutes. I have to make sure I reserve the seat, you know, pre-purchase the seat and go all the way to buy it. From now on, I will not see enough. Can't do it.
The one down the street for me, it's still only $10.
Yeah, we're right. It's $10, okay. But still, I mean, that's more than the $4 or $5 that I would be paying up here. So it's still worth it.
I could get a student's discount.
Youngin.
Not ever getting rid of those IDs.
I wouldn't at all.
Actually, I don't know where they are. They're probably in an old wallet.
Woohoo! We're done with the podcast. I'm going to shut it down, YouTube. Thank you very much.
Bye, YouTube. I kind of forgot how the podcast ends there at the end there.
It's okay. I thank you for doing Lawrence thing there. I was kind of waiting for you just to do the normal contest thing that you normally did. But yeah, you're gone for just a week here. I guess 2 weeks. And you're like, how does this all go?
What are podcasts?
Alexa.
How do podcasts?
Fist bump.
Bump. Yo. High fives.
Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. is copyright 2017.